نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حبب إلي من دنياكم ثلاث الطيب والنساء وجعلت قرة عيني في الصلاة فقال أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه صدقت يا رسول الله وحبب إلي من دنيا ثلاث أنظر إلى وجه رسول الله وإنفاق مالي على رسول الله وأن يكون ابنتي تحت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما My dear respected brothers, sisters and elders, it is the aqeedah of the Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat that in this ummah, after the Prophet of Allah, the greatest soul is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. From the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest person is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. That was the first khalif of Islam. When he heard the three things that the Prophet liked, he says, Sadaqta ya Rasulullah, O Prophet of Allah, you have spoken the truth. وَحُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِن دُنْيَا ثَلَاثٍ And I give preference to three things from this world. Number one, that أَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ I like looking at the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنْفَاقُ مَالِي عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ And I like to spend my wealth for the propagation of Islam or for the Prophet of Allah. وَإِنْ يَكُونَ إِبْنَتِي تَحْتَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ And I love my daughter to be wed or to be the wife of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has been said and it has been documented that the husn of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was greater than the husn of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. And the ulama muhaddithin have mentioned the hadith in which the Prophet of Allah himself has said that when beauty was being distributed, half the beauty was given to Yusuf and half to the entire world. But this is excluding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The word that has been used for the beauty of the Prophet is known as Jamal. And the word that was used for the beauty of Yusuf is known as Husn. And Jamal is greater in beauty than the beauty of Husn. That's why it has been said in regards to Allah Rabbul Izzat, Inna Allah Jameel, wa yuhibbul Jamal. Allah is Jameel. It was not said Inna Allah Haseen. From here the ulama have deduced that Jamal is greater than Husn. And the word Jamal has been used for the beauty of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the word Husn has been used for the beauty of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. The great rabbi who accepted Islam, Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu ta'ala an says regarding the beauty of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna wajhahu laysa biwajhin kadhab. That the face of the Prophet was not the face of a liar. You could see that this person was speaking the truth. There was one person recently who passed away, Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri, Rahmatullah Alayh. It has been said that many Hindu clans accepted Islam by seeing the face of this person. They said that this person cannot be a liar. He has so much husn, so much nur that is emanating from his face, that this person cannot be a liar, and they accepted Islam. And this is a normal ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What will be the position and the status of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That beauty compelled Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu ta'ala an to say that the face of this person is not the face of a liar. Abu Rafi was deputed by his tribe to go and to find out who is this person and what is his message. So when Abu Rafi radiyallahu ta'ala an came and he looked at the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَلَمَّا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أُلْقِيَ فِي قَلْبِ الْإِسْلَامِ. That when I saw the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the very first time, the seed of Iman lit up and I accepted Islam. Just seeing the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an says, ما رأيت شيئا أحسن من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كأن الشمس تجري في وجهه. Hazrat Abu Huraira, the great muhaddith, he says that I have never ever seen anything more beautiful than the Prophet of Allah. It was like the sun was sitting in front of me. It was like the sun was sitting in front of me. And Hazrat Rafi bint Mu'awwad says, مَا رَأَيْتَهُ رَأَيْتَ الشَّمْسَ طَالِعَةً. Whoever has seen the Prophet, it is just like he has seen the sun start its journey. The appointed poet of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala an, he says very beautifully, and Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit was appointed by the Prophet of Allah to reply to the argument of the pagans of Mecca. And it has been said that Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit used to stand on the minbar of the Prophet and he used to reply to these people. When he spoke about the beauty of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the ulama have agreed there cannot be any other better poetry than this. وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَكَتْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءِ خُلِكْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِكْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. This is what Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala an said, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَكَتْتُ عَيْنِي. No eye has seen such beauty. وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ. And no mother has given birth to such a beautiful child. خُلِكْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. He was free from all defect. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِكْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It seems like he told Allah Rabbul Izzat how he wanted to be created. He was so perfect. So this was the husn or the jamal or the beauty of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first like of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an was, أَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. I will like to see the face of the Prophet. This is such a request that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an made. And it was fulfilled in this world and it has been fulfilled after departure. Even in the very famous hijrah in Ghare Thawr, when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were alone. What do you think Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was doing in that cave, other than looking at the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 3 days and three nights? And even after departure, when he passes away, he is buried in the neighbor of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Rabbul Izzat respects the like of a wali, respects the like of a righteous person, and does not even deprive him after departure. It was fulfilled even after death. So if this is the appearance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will be the khasail, what will be the akhlaq, and what will be the teaching that will come from the body of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What will be the beauty and the power and the status of those a'mal that come from inside that body that is so beautiful? That's why it has been said, link yourself, attach yourself with those a'mal that come from that perfect human being, and Allah Rabbul Izzat will elevate you and give you the best of both worlds.